我问他站哪边。
He asked me where do I stand. Anyway, it's fine.
我们都说我们站在神的一边。
We say that we are on God's side.
很多的时候，实际上我们表现出来的是神站在我一边。
We often we show that seems like God is on our side.
所以我们一起来祈求神，让我们站在神的那一边。
So we ask God to let us be on His side.
天父，我们向你仰望。
Our Heavenly Father, we look unto you.
正像 Jeff 讲的，只有圣灵可以感动人的心。
Just like what Jeff said, that only by the moving of the Holy Spirit.
然后我们这个时候就祈求你自己的灵，你的圣灵向我们说话。
Then we can welcome. We just ask that the Spirit speak to us and move us.
虽然讲员在上面讲，讲员也准备了，讲员也有大纲，但是必须是你的圣灵在人当中做工。
Even though the speaker is speaking, even though the speaker has an outline, but it must rely on the working of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们祈求你与我们同在。
We ask that you be with us.
因为我们愿意来站在你那一边。
Because we desire to be on your side.
所以求你来做奇妙的工作。
Please do your wonderful work among us.
祷告奉耶稣的名祈求。
This we pray in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们来读一段经文。
We want to read a particular passage.
是约翰福音的十二章二十三到二十八节。
John chapter 12 verse 23 to 28.
约翰福音十二章哈，大家翻到以后就把圣经打开在那里。
John 12, after you find the passage, you can open up the Bible over there.
因为 我取段落的时候不见得是照着中文的圣经的段落取的。
Because I may not always follow the sequentially.
在中国的家庭教会非常有意思，人人拿的圣经都是一样的。
In the house churches in China, everybody use the same Bible.
那连上面分段都是一模一样的。
Even though the paragraphs are the same.
那在美国有各种版本的圣经。
In the US, we have different versions.
甚至中文的版本也不少。
And we have different Chinese versions even.
那我很喜欢新译本，但是因为大家都使用和合本，所以我还是用和合本给大家念。
I like the new translation, but since you are familiar with the Union version, so I'll read this.
所以在约翰福音的第十二章，从二十三节开始，我一直念到二十八节，然后请Richard 弟兄就念英文的。
So Pastor Wang is going to read the whole passage from 23 to 28, and then I'll read in English.
耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒；若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。爱惜自己生命的，就实上生命；在这世上恨恶自己生命的，就要保守生命到永生。若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。我现在心里忧愁，我说什么才好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我原是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，我还要再荣耀。
Starting in verse 23, Jesus replied, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds. Anyone who loves their life will lose it, while anyone who hates their life in this world will keep it for eternal life.Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me. Now my soul is so troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it was for this very reason I come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it and will glorify it again.
我申请一个宣教的机构准备加入他们的时候，他们就问说，有没有哪一节经文让你很感动啊？
When I was making application to serve in a mission organization, they asked me, is there a particular passage that you like the best?
所以你们如果想要去做宣教的时候，最好找一节经文让你很感动的。
So if you like to be a missionary, you better first find a passage that in scripture that you like the most.
我想来想去，我就想到了这个第二十六节。
Then I give it a lot of thought, and I like verse 26.
他说：“若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。”
Verse 26: Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be. My Father will honor the one who serves me.
那里前面讲到要服侍主。
You talk about serving the Lord.
我们被主的爱感动了以后，首先要做的事情就是为主发热心，要服侍主。
When we are saved by the Lord, the first thing we want to do is that we be enthusiastic and serve the Lord.
那事实上，你必须服侍才能成长。
In fact, you must serve before you can grow.
但是我们服侍久了以后，我们教会的甚至都用惯了属灵俗语以后，你在做什么事啊？他说我在某某教会服侍主。
But after we serve for a while, it becomes familiar to us, and we are so familiar with spiritual jargons. We say that, well, where are you? What are you doing? We say, oh, I serve the Lord over in such and such a church.
然后或者是我在某某宣教工厂服侍主。
Well, I was serving in a mission field in this particular organization.
然后服侍主久了以后，我们也会听到有人讲说，哎呀。主啊，我好爱你，我只想跟你在一起，可是我真的不想跟人在一起。
After a while, after we serve the Lord, then we may say that some people may pray this way: Lord, I love you, I like to be with you, but I do not like to be with men.
主啊，跟你在一起多么美好，你抱抱我吧，我真的不愿意跟人在一起。
How beautiful it is to be with you, Father, please hug me, embrace me, but I do not want to be with people.
我们想象中的主是非常荣耀的主，那个荣耀是我们人认为这个很喜欢的东西。
The concept of God in our mind is that someone is so glorious, Lord. We love and desire to be with the Lord.
那这段我们刚刚读的经文，如果我们看到，两三天前的话，耶稣在伯大尼的离耶路撒冷不远的伯大尼的西门家吃饭。
And just a few chapters before then, a few days before, Jesus was at Bethany, and he was in Simon's home for a meal.
那圣经有讲过 Simon, 西门呢是得过麻风病的。
Simon was someone who had contracted leprosy at one point in time.
那我们肯定就可以下这样的结论，这个西门的麻风病被耶稣医好了。
So it's easy for us to conclude that Simon's leprosy was cured by Jesus.
我觉得这个结论很正确。
I think this is a true conclusion.
我常常给大家，因为我们宣道会做医病医治祷告。
Because in our Alliance Church, very often we do healings, we pray for healings.
我就鼓励大家说，到耶稣那里去。耶稣在世上的时候，没有一个有病的人去求他的时候没被医治的。
So we often we say that go to see Jesus, because when Jesus was on earth.Nobody who was sick and asked for healing was disappointed.
那耶稣这时候正在西门的家里面吃饭。
At that time, Jesus was having a meal in Simon's home.
那圣经还讲说马大、玛利亚在那里吃饭。
And the Bible also tells us that Martha and Mary was also over there.
昨天我讲过嘛，马大上次吃饭的时候被耶稣骂了一顿。
Yesterday we talked about that when Martha was serving, he was rebuked by Jesus.
马大今天还是忙着去服侍主啊，主没有骂他。
But Martha was still serving, working very hard for Jesus.
所以有的人就讲到的时候会讲说，哎呀，马大不如玛利亚，他不神从来都不是这样的，神不把人区分来看，他要的都是我们生命成长，去跟着他。
So some people may say that Martha is not as good as Mary, but in God's eyes, it's not like that. God does not make those distinctions.
那玛利亚呢也在那里，玛利亚拿香膏倒在耶稣基督的头上。
Mary was also there, and she anointed Jesus' head with ointment.
还有一个很有意思的人，那个叫拉撒路，是马大玛利亚的弟弟，他曾经死了，埋葬了四天，被耶稣复活了。
Another very interesting character was Lazarus. He was the brother of Mary and Martha, and he was dead for 4 days, but Jesus.Raise him from the dead.
如果你想象一下，你是一个外人，突然听到说有这样的一个人叫耶稣的在西门家吃饭。
If you are someone in the area, and if you find out that if there's this person called Jesus who was having a meal in Simon's home,
麻风病的被治好，死人复活
，lepers are cured, and the dead are raised from the dead.
你会不会也说哇，多么荣耀啊！我也要去侍奉这样的主。
You say, wow. so glorious. I want to do this ministry.
那事情还没有这样结束。第二天的时候，耶稣进耶路撒冷，虽然骑的那个坐骑哈是非常小的一个小驴子。
And the second day, Jesus entered into Jerusalem, even though he was riding on a donkey.
那可是百姓欢呼，全城的百姓欢呼，要把衣服放在那里，让他那个小驴子踩过去。
But the crowd was so excited they even put lay down their garments on the road so that the donkey can walk on it.
哇，多么荣耀的主啊！我要侍奉他。
Such a glorious Lord, I want to serve him.
我想很多人都会这样想，以至于耶稣的要钉死耶稣的人都在前面都讲说：“看哪、啊，你们是徒劳无益的，世人都随他而去了。”
And the people were thinking like that. And even those who want to crucify him also did that. Well, it is useless because all the people are following him.
所以耶稣是多么的荣耀的一位主啊！
Jesus was such a glorious Lord.
And 这个时候有几个希腊人来要耶稣的门徒带他去见耶稣。
At that time, a few Greek came and talked to the disciples and asked to see Jesus.
那这个是外邦人呢，来找耶稣了。
These are Gentiles who want to see Jesus.
那耶稣就说了这一句话。
And Jesus said this.
人子得荣耀的时候到了。
This is the time that the Son of Man is to be glorified.
如果你只是看到这里的话，你会觉得耶稣说的话是不是说人子做完的时候到了？
If you stop at this point, you would say that this is the time for the Son of Man to be re-enthroned. He is going to be king.
还有什么比这前面更荣耀呢？就是做完嘛，人都跟着你了。
He is going to be the king. What else can be more glorious?
可是他讲的话却让我们很困惑。他说：“一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧一粒；若是死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。”
But what follows is very interesting thing is that if a grain of seed does not fall on the ground to die, then it remains one seed. But if it dies, then it multiplies and become many.
那你说这个是自然规律吗？谁都知道吗？做过农户的都晓得。
This is natural law. So those who are into farming, you know about that.
但是耶稣讲这个麦子的时候是讲到后面的生命。
But Jesus talk about seed, talk about the life that follows.
他说爱惜自己生命的就失丧生命，在这世上恨恶自己生命的就要保守生命到永生。
Those who love your life, then you lose your life. Those who hate your life, then you preserve your life unto eternal life.
然后他才说你要服侍我，你要跟从我。
Come and follow me.
所以让我们很困惑。
So we are confused.
然后他下面又讲我心里忧愁
and then he followed and saying that I am sad
然后又说啊，父啊愿你荣耀你的名
and then he said that God glorify your name
那神说我已经荣耀了我的名我还要再荣耀
and God said that I have already glorified my name but I'm going to glorify my name again
耶稣啊你再得荣耀难道不是做王吗
he said Jesus you are glorified doesn't you want to be a king?
我们知道今天我们的基督徒都知道他一定会做完。
Today as Christians we know that he must be king.
而且他会真的再来做完。
And truly he shall return and be king.
但是他在从现在他到他再来之前他要做我们心中的王。
But before he returns he's going to be the king of our hearts.
那要做我们心中王的时候他要做成一件非常荣耀的事情。
But for him to be the king of our hearts, he's going to do a very glorious thing.
他说，我原是为这个时候来的。
He said, I came for this reason.
而神说，那个时候是他再荣耀自己的时候。
God said that that is the time I'm going to glorify me again.
可是我们知道那个时候是十字架，耶稣被钉在十字架的时候。
But we know that that time was referring to the crucifixion. Jesus was going to be nailed to the cross.
是非常羞辱痛苦没有人愿意上去被钉死在那个十字架
It's the cross very undesirable cross nobody want to suffer the shame and the pain of being crucified on the cross
我常常会去思想耶稣基督为我挂在十字架上的时候
Often times I meditate that Jesus was hung on the cross for me
在人看来极其羞辱的事情为什么在神会说我还要荣耀自己，我还要再荣耀。
This was something that was extremely shameful in the sight of men. How come Jesus, God said that I'm going to glorify myself again?
而且神他自己受着那极大的痛苦。
And God himself suffered this very great pain.
我昨天讲了，我们今天做父亲的，如果你儿子受苦， 你宁可做父亲的，愿意替儿子受苦。
Yesterday I mentioned that if you are father, if your son is suffering, you would rather you yourself suffer so that your son can be spared.
神的独生爱子挂在十字架上。
God the Father, His only begotten Son, was hung on the cross.
神的儿子发出声音说：“神啊，神啊，你为什么离弃我？”
And the Son of God cried out, "Father, Father, why do you forsake me?"
我们可以从脑袋上去思想。
We can imagine.
圣父圣子从来都没有分开过。
God the Father and God the Son has never been separated.
但是在那个十字架上。真的分开。
But on the cross, they were truly separated.
如果我们可以设想圣父圣子的爱胜过我们的身体的肢体，那个紧紧的相连的，什么血液相连的、血脉相连的东西还要紧的话。
If we can consider that the love between the Father and the Son was much more intimate, much more tightly knitted compared to the body, different parts of the body were connected together physically.
那圣父跟圣子那个时刻分开，就好像我们的身体劈成两半一样的痛苦。
Father and Son, they were separated from just like our body was split into two halves.
两人都痛，两位神哈，我们讲三位一体的神，不会弄错的，三一神，但是两位都。在痛苦当中，怎么是荣耀的时刻
？All of the triune God, two persons, the Father and the Son, they were in extreme agony.
我每每想到这里的时候，我就想说，那个圣子宁愿自己完全的与圣父分开，还完全的降服在圣父的旨意里面。那个爱是极大的荣耀。
I was thinking that there was such a supreme glory that.God the Son, He was willing to be totally separated from the Father, and He was obedient to this unto death.
而且我有时候会这样想，想到说，神对我们基督徒的心意，他看重某个基督徒爱他像耶稣爱他那样，那个就神觉得是非常大的荣耀。
And you can see that God loves a particular Christian just like God loves His Son so much, and that was the greatest glory.
所以有愿意那样去爱主的人，他也必然会经历像耶稣基督那样的痛苦。
So those who want to love God with the love of Jesus, they shall experience the kind of pain that Jesus suffered.
啊，这个我有一点点保留，因为毕竟是我个人的经验啊，我不能说是圣经很准确的教导。
I might want to make a footnote that this is my personal opinion. This may not necessarily be what was taught in the Bible.
但是在这里讲得很清楚，这个麦子的比喻是讲到他必须死了以后才结出籽粒来。那讲到人的生命的时候，你舍不得自己的生命，你就失去永恒的生命。
And over here, but over here we are clearly told that if a seed has to die before it can multiply and grow up into grains, and if you keep your own life, then you would end up losing eternal life.
你恨恶世上的生命，你就保守那个真正的生命到永生。
If you hate your physical life, then you will keep your life to eternal life.
所以耶稣说：“你真的愿意来服侍我吗
？”So Jesus asked, "Are you willing, truly willing to serve me?"
你真的愿意为舍弃自己的生命吗
？Really, you want to forsake, give up your life?
你真的恨恶自己的生命吗
？Do you really hate your own life?
你可能会讲的陈牧师乱讲，其实神很喜欢我们过一个美好的生活。
Maybe you say that this is ridiculous. God loves the life I am.
你有没有听到过今天很多人讲三观
？Have you heard about the three lights?
就是我的人生观、我的价值观、我的世界观。
The three views, my worldview and my view on my life, and then my value system.
我不讲那些别的观，只讲人生观的话。
Let's talk about my personal well-will.
我在 Detroit 那边呢，因为很多人都是高级工程师。
I was in the I'm in Detroit serving, and many of them they are very reputable engineers.
而且在这里工作了一二十年以后，那在专业上是很杰出的。
And those expert engineers they work for 10-20 years, they have a lot of accomplishments in their careers.
那你知道最近几年来中国的汽车也要发展很快。
In the last couple of years, in China, the automobile industry has also been under great development.
所以就有很多的这些 engineer 要到中国去，说是为祖国效力。
So many of these engineers they want to return to mainland China to serve their motherland.
我确实碰到有人给我讲说
，I encountered someone told me this.
不到中国去一趟，你都不知道人生有什么意义。
If you do not go to China, you do not know the meaning of life.
我们以前的人，我们那以前是不到美国去一趟，人生没有价值。
In the past, we said if you do not go to the States, then your life has no value.
以前是美国梦，现在是中国梦。
In the past, it was the U.S. dream. Now it's the China dream.
我说你美国梦醒了，怎么又去做那个中国梦了？
I said you have just woke up from the U.S. dream, and now you want to go into the China dream.
你什么时候中国梦再醒了去做天堂梦了？
Well, after you woke up from the China dream, you'll be the heavenly dream.
但是因为心理学家也讲，人生要自我实现。
But then psychology tells us that we want to have self-actualization.
我们人不知道为什么总觉得在地上要留下一些什么东西才有意义。
For some reason, man, we like to leave a legacy before we feel that our life is meaningful.
那耶稣说，你留下的所有东西都没有意义。
Jesus said, whatever you leave behind, it is totally meaningless.
除非你把它舍掉。
Unless you give it away.
你才会留下那个永恒的生命。
Then you will keep eternal life.
所以你愿意来服侍耶稣吗？
Are you willing to serve Jesus?
那耶稣又讲说二十六节，若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。
And Jesus said, whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, my servant also will be.
那耶稣今天在哪里，我好去跟从耶稣呢？
Where is Jesus that I can go and serve him?
我跟我老婆有时候会很有意思，我们两个人会谈许多属灵的事情。
It's interesting sometimes me and my wife will talk about spiritual matters.
特别是我对我老婆有点灰心的时候。
Especially when I was disappointed with her.
我说今天耶稣如果在地上，我就放下你们了。放下我老婆，放下儿女，我就跟着耶稣走。
If Jesus were on earth, then I would give up everything, give up my family, and I'll follow Jesus.
我说天底下还有什么东西比跟着耶稣走更有意思的？
What else can be more meaningful than following the Lord Jesus and give up everything else?
那圣经有没有告诉你耶稣在哪里啊？
Did the Bible tell you where is Jesus? Where is Jesus?
他在天上坐着，他为我们祷告。
He's in heaven. He's interceding for us.
那是啊。
Yes, that's indeed the case.
但是你想一想，如果假如今天耶稣在地上走的时候，他会在哪里啊？
But consider this, if Jesus were on earth, where would he be?
我老婆比我要属灵的多哈。
My wife was more spiritual than I am.
她说在群人那里。
She said,
在群人那里。
In among the people.
That's the poor people.
Among the poor people. He said,
我就有点犹豫。
And I doubted, but Jesus, I was among the poor.
耶稣你干什么到群人那里去？我们这知识分子很多嘛。
Said Jesus, you go to be with the poor, but there's a lot of intellectuals here.
那耶稣今天如果在地上，他真的会在哪里呢？
Where would Jesus truly be if he were on earth today?
在福音书里面，他有说他走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
In the Bible, we were told that he walked among different places and in the synagogues and places, and he healed killed many of the sick.
那我想他今天如果在这里，他不需要走遍各城各乡，他开车到各城各乡，开车到各个教会里面去，开车到各个教会里面开宣道年会。
And I think if he were here today, he would not have to walk from one place to the next to go to different villages, for different towns. He might drive a vehicle and go to different places and drive to different churches to set up the mission conferences.
但是我想他的心肠是一样的，因为他看见许多人就怜悯他们。因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
But I think his heart is still the same because he sees the people; they were desperate and they were helpless, and just like people without sheep, without shepherd.
因为圣经里面讲说，基督昨日、今日一直到永远都一样。
Because we are told in Bible that Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
那你真的要跟从他吗？
Do you really want to follow him?
那耶稣还在别的地方讲说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起十字架来跟从我。
another passage in scripture, Jesus said that if anyone wants to follow me, he must give up himself and take up the cross and follow me.
十字架是很时髦的，是在中国今天。
In China, the cross is a very popular thing.
我有一次在坐电梯的时候，在重庆坐电梯的时候，看一个重庆人都叫美女了，现在哈。
One time I was in Chongqing and I was in the elevator and saw someone who was supposed to be good looking.
美女不再是一个形容词哈，不是形容她很漂亮，而是一个对女性的一般称呼。
It's no longer an adjective to say a beautiful woman, but it's just become a common term for ladies in general.
所以有人问我说，到宣教会堂有什么要适应的？光是出口叫美女，我就学了将近一年。
So someone asked me what I learned in Bishop School, just to learn that every woman is called beautiful woman. I took me a year to learn that.
那我有一次在电梯里看到一个美女挂一个巨个十字架。
One time I was in the elevator and a lady, a beautiful woman, have a huge cross on her.
我就说美女，你是基督徒吗
？I said, beautiful woman, are you a Christian?
她说你说什么
？She said, what did you say?
我说你这么大个的十字架还不是基督徒啊
？Such a huge cross, are you not a Christian?
那今天我们对十字架有误解。
Today we have a lot of misunderstanding about the cross.
但是耶稣讲那个话，若有人跟从我，当舍己，背起十字架来跟从我的时候，谁都知道。
But everybody knows what Jesus meant when he said that you need to give up yourself and take up the cross and follow me.
就是你背起十字架，然后被钉死在上面。
That is, you bear the cross until the place that you are going to be.Cross is crucified and nailed to the cross.
那跟从耶稣的使徒们都信了道，除了老约翰死在巴摩岛上。
Other than John, the apostle who died in I don't know Patmos, the rest of the disciples they all martyred.
那早期的教会的历史上也让我们看到，你越是敬虔的基督徒，就遭受越大的逼迫。
From early churches, we can see that the more pious you are, the more persecuted you shall be.
那今天你就算不是我们不处在那个时代，时代已经好多了。你在美国的话，你做牧师也很艰难。
Today, maybe we say that we are not in that era, but in the United States, if you are a pastor, it is going to be tough.
不要说这个同性恋哈，将来会碰到更大的困难。
Not even just about homosexuality or gay issues.
教会里面有许许多多的内部的事情，让我们也很作难。
In the church, just in the church, there are a lot of internal matters make it very hard on us pastors.
那国内的家庭教会的基督徒就更大的困难。
In the house churches in China, it was even much harder for them.
他们的牧者是非法的。
Their pastors were illegal.
他享受不到政府给一般公民的福利。
The pastor does not have any rights of that is given to average citizens of the country.
而且还被亲人歧视。
And they were also rejected by their relatives.
我见到一个很爱主的弟兄，他就跟我讲说，他姐姐一直在笑他，你连老婆都找不到，你给我讲你的神多么的伟大。
I've heard of that a new brother, he said with me that his own sister said that you keep talking about how good is your God, but you could not even find a wife.
因为他没有钱，找不到老婆。
Because he has no money, he could not get married.
但感谢神，最近他都结了婚，而且还有孩子。
But thanks be to God, recently he got married and he has children already.
当然他姐姐还没有信主。
Of course his sister was still not a
Christian. 这些都是借口。
These are excuses.
但是我们今天不生活在使徒的年代。
But today we are not in the apostolic age.
我们也不处在中国的环境。
We are also not in mainland China.
而且我们也不在北美牧会哈，除了昆明哈，昆明黄牧师牧会了。
Pastor 昆明
还有其他的几个牧会，不千万不要讲到让人难受的事情。
We are not pastors, so we not talk about the.
我们不需要背十字架来跟从主了。
We don't have to carry our cross to follow the Lord Jesus.
我在读神学的时候
，When I was in seminary.
因为我们很喜欢讨论这个神学问题
，We like to discuss the debate on theology。
那我们又希望神学的问题能够解决今天我们有教会里面有太多不冷不热、不死不活的基督徒。
We hope that using theology we can solve the problems of the lukewarm Christians. They are happy between they're not dead and they're not alive either.
所以一次得救，永远得救，讨论来讨论去。
So we talk about one safe, always safe. We keep talking about that.
那有的神学家就要把它修改了。
Some theologians like to make a certain adjustment.
你一次真正的得救就永远得救。
If you are saved genuinely one time, then you're always saved.
那怎么定义真正的得救呢？
Then how do you define a genuine saving?
然后说哦，你得救了，你把信仰坚持到到底，你就得救。
So if you, they said, if you save and if you persevere to the end, then you are genuinely saved.
我记得我当时就跟老师问了一个问题，他可以不回答，只是因为你看到这一段后，你有问题了，我就问了一个问题。
So at that time, I asked my professor a question. Maybe you don't have to answer this question, but I did ask that question.
那我说你在北美这个地方不冷不热，把不冷不热的信仰坚持到到底。得救呢，还是把北美的基督徒送到中国去被逼迫以后，他就坚持不下去，那个，然后过后他又悔改，那个得救呢？
So what do you mean by being saved for someone? If someone who is saved in the United States and is such a lukewarm Christian, not that long alive, if you persevere to the end, but what if we send this person to mainland China and this person was going to be persecuted and he fell and then he later on repented, was he truly saved?
但是耶稣的话是。真实的，你要跟从他，就要背起十字架去跟从他。
But what Jesus said is the truth. If you want to follow him, you must take up the cross and follow him.
那在以前可能是外在的逼迫。
In the past, maybe it was external persecution.
那在北美的牧师可能是教会的逼迫。
And the pastors in North America, they were persecuted by their own members.
那国内的牧者可能还是有。里外内外都有逼迫
and the pastors and house church in China they were persecuted from without and from within
那我们普通的基督徒呢
what about us average Christians
也需要背起十字架也需要恨恶自己的生命吗
do we need to hate our life do we need to take up our cross
所以如果你还不觉得需要背十字架我就鼓励你去教会服事
If you feel like that, you do not have a need to take up the cross. I encourage you to serve in the church.
因为教会服事的时候，昨天我讲的就是耶稣的有一条新命令，你在服事的时候还彼此相爱。
Because like I said yesterday that in the church, Jesus gave us a new commandment: love one another.
那你服事的过程中，你很容易看到别人的毛病吗？
In the process of your ministry, serving in the church, is it easy for you to see other people's defects?
你不容易看到自己的毛病吗?
Is it hard for you to see the problems in yourself?
你是先恨别人的毛病还是先恨自己的毛病呢?
Do you hate the problems in others or do you hate the problems in your own self first?
你会论断人的动机吗?
Will you judge somebody's motive?
然后有一个弟兄他你警告他他不听然后他被神管教的时候你会为神欢呼吗
And then the brother that you warned him he doesn't listen to you and then he was disciplined by God and will you praise God for that
你会说哎呀神啊你终于管教他了
You say God oh you finally you discipline him now
还是你像神那样真的有怜悯了
Or do you have the heart of God and you are truly merciful
我相信神一边管教一边流泪
I believe that God as he isdoing the discipline, he was in tears.
我为什么讲呢？因为先知耶利米指责悖逆的以色列人的时候，不停的流泪。
Why do I say this? Because the prophet Jeremiah, as he was rebuking the rebellious Israelites, he was in tears all the time.
你要跟从耶稣吗
？Do you want to follow the Lord Jesus?
你要用十字架来对付你这些里面的问题吗
？Do you want to use the cross to take care of the problems in your own heart?
你说你不是讲了我的跟从的过程一边成长嘛，一边跟从嘛
Did you not say that I want to follow and then I want to grow?
可是我虽然有这么多毛病，我还是愿意跟从他，我愿意服侍他。
You say I'm willing to serve, I'm willing to follow him, I want to follow him.
我就想知道耶稣要把我带到哪个地方去，特殊的地方去。
I want to see where Jesus is going to lead me to which special place.
因为他说他在哪里，我就要在那里。
Because he said that wherever he is, I'm going to be there with him.
我不否认主耶稣对每一个人有特殊的带领。
I do not deny that Jesus might have a special leading, a special will for certain people.
他带有的人去做宣教士，带有的人做牧师，带有人做神学教授，带有的人就在教会里面忠心的侍奉。
Some people are called to serve faithfully in the church. Some people are called to be missionaries. Some people are called to be pastors. Some people are called to be teaching in the seminaries.
那他的呼召是普遍性的，就是我们。要为他做见证，我们要 活出耶稣的鲜明，为他做见证。
His call is a general call. We are to be his witnesses. We need to live out the life that he wants us to live out.
那不论怎么样，他对你特殊带领还是普遍带领，你都要背起十字架来跟从他。
But it doesn't matter whether it was a general guidance or a special guidance to you. You still need to take up your cross.
我记得我出来读神学院的之前，我就问神说：“神，你要带我到哪里去？”
Before I came to seminary, I asked God, "Where do you want to lead me, Lord?"
那我事先就去了好在国内的好多的家庭教会。
I visited a lot of house churches in China.
然后有一个去了有一个家庭教会后，从那家庭教会出来。我的心里就不停地在流泪。
After I visited one house church, I came out and I was in tears in my heart.
我就对神说：“神，我不等了，我就肯定知道你要把我带到中国来了。”
I said, "Lord, I do not have to wait because I know for sure you are leading me to China here."
然后我就到这里读神学了。
And I came here for seminary.
读神学的时候，我也跟人家分享说神要带我到中国去了。
And I shared that God wanted to lead me to China.
然后呢，有一个姐妹就说：“哎。”那你要先跟中国的传道人联系联系啊。
Sister told me, well, then you might want to get connections or get connected with some of the pastors in China.
所以他认识一个传道人，在美国的一个城市里面。他说：“我给你电话，你给他打一个电话。”
She know of a pastor from China in a city in the United States. Give him the phone, you can give him a call.
我说：“那好啊，我就给他打个电话。”
So that's good. I'll make the call.
然后我打电话就跟他说：“哎，我感觉神要带我到中国去。”
So I called this person and said, I feel that God is leading me to China.
那个是国内的老传道人。
That was a very experienced and older evangelist from mainland China.
他就说：“弟兄，你要到中国去啊。”
He said, "Brother, you want to go to China?"
神让你到中国去死，你去吧。
God wants you to go there to die. You going?
我当时就说不出话来。
At that time, I could not say anything.
神这么荣耀的神带我到那去死啊。
God, such a glorious God, want me to go there to die?
他什么事不能做啊？做让我到那去死啊。
Isn't he omnipotent? He want me to go there to die?
但是我真的害怕。
But I was afraid.
所以我就大概就是持续的在心里祷告了三个月的时间。
So from that point on, I prayed and prayed for 3 months continuously.
然后对神说：“要死就死吧。”
Then I told God, "No, if I die, I die."
所以不论你是他对你普遍的呼召，你特殊的呼召，他都要你背起十字架，要你舍命来跟从他。
So it doesn't matter what is a general call or a special call. You are supposed to take up the cross and hate your own life.
可是耶稣不是说过他不要人的服侍，他来了是要服侍人吗？
But isn't it not in the Bible we are told that Jesus the Lord come not to be served but to serve?
而且耶稣每次讲到他要受难的时候，他的门徒就开始争了，谁要做大？
And each time Jesus talk about his upcoming passion, then the disciples will argue with each other who is the greatest among them.
然后耶稣就给他教训他们，然后他说：“人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的赎价。”
And then Jesus rebuked them and said, "Jesus, I come not to be served, but to serve, and I'm going to be a ransom for many."
而且耶稣说，我在你们中间不是像一个服侍人的人样子吗？
And said Jesus will tell them that, "Am I giving you an example like someone who serves among you?"
耶稣要我们服侍他，不是他来服侍我们吗？
Jesus wants to serve us, not want us to serve him.
那当然，我们知道耶稣为我们成就了救恩，在十字架上，他拯救了我们，确实来服侍了我们。
Indeed, we know that Jesus is came to serve us because he accomplished salvation for us on the cross.
然后我们再回到看这个26节。
And then we go back to look at verse 26.
他说：“若有人服侍我，就当跟从我。我在哪里，服侍我的人也要在那里。若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Whoever serves me.”Must follow me where I am. My servant also will be. My father will honor the one who serves me.
我当时这个经文最对我触动的就是我父必尊重他。
I was so much moved by this what saying that my father will honor.
我们常常说我不过是尘土。
Very often we say that we are but dust.
我是一个罪人。
I am a sinner.
你真觉得你是一个尘土吗？
Do you feel that you are but dust?
你真的是觉得是一个罪人吗？
Do you truly feel that you are merely a sinner?
我们不是要在世上留下什么吗？
Did did we want to leave our legacy in the world?
我们不是要自我实现嘛，才有价值，人生观才，人生才有意义。
Do we not want to make our life meaningful? We want to have self-actualization.
我在想说，你还有什么样的荣耀比这个天上的神尊重你更为荣耀的？
Then I would ask you, what more glory that you can ask for than the honor of God the Father who is going to give you?
你说你是尘土。
You say that you are.
你说你是一个罪人。
You say you are a sinner.
可是当你去服侍耶稣基督的时候
But as you are serving the Lord Jesus
天上的神尊重你
God the Father will honor you
我们不是要讲说要笑到最后吗
Didn't we say that we're going to persevere to the end
所以我也常跟弟兄姐妹讲你投股票你都知道说股票会赚钱的话你就很多的钱投下去
Very often, if you invest in the stock market, if you know it's going to win, then you will put in a lot of investment.
可是你不知道要往永生那里投资吗？
But did you not know that you are supposed to invest in eternal life?
你再有的东西，你保存这个世上的生命，你都会失掉。
Whatever you have on earth is going to become nothing at the end.
你不晓得要在永恒里面投资，当你见到父的时候，父尊重你吗？
If you do not invest in eternal life, when you see God the Father, will God the Father honor you?
所以当我们去服侍耶稣基督的时候，我深信一点，是我们被基督服侍。
So when we serve the Lord Jesus, when we serve the Christ, you know that I truly believe in one thing, that we are going to be honored by the Father. We will serve by the Christ.
父要得到荣耀。
Father is going to be glorified.
那我讲说，在十字架上，父怎么得到荣耀
？But I said, how can one be glorified by being on the cross？
就是跟他从来不分开的这个子，愿意舍命，愿意承受各种的羞辱的时候，还降服在父的旨意下面。
This is this God the Son who has never been separated from God the Father in eternity. But the Son was willing to submit to the Father and be willing to suffer all the humiliation and pain and be on the cross.
当你背起十字架来跟从耶稣，你去服侍他，他在哪里你就在那里的时候，你会渐渐的被他改变，你会跟父合一，愿意在任何情况下顺从他，这是。父的荣耀也是父对我们的尊重。
When you are willing to bear the cross, when you are willing to follow the Lord Jesus, when you are willing to suffer anything for Him, then it was like that God the Father is going to honor you, and you're going to honor the Father in this way.
你渴望这样的生命吗
？Do you desire such a life？
啊，我们都知道马丁路德很有名。
You know Martin Luther.
你真羡慕马丁路德。
Do you admire him？
我有时候常常我不知道我有时候说神啊我没有出毛病嘛哈老这样去想这些问题
Sometimes we think that well I'm okay I don't have any problems in me right
你觉得马丁路德很有名你觉得他是做了什么东西你觉得他很羡慕他
You say Martin Luther has a good reputation What did he do that you admire him
我很羡慕他的是马丁路德说那些政要无故的逼迫他的时候他在监狱里面要整整的一个星期禁食祷告才会饶恕人家。
I admire Martin Luther because when he was persecuted, when he was in prison, he fasted for one week before he was able to forgive those who persecuted him.
你真羡慕那样的生命吗？可以饶恕人家，被神尊重的生命。
Do you admire the life that you can truly forgive and then you can be honored by the Father?
你相信耶稣这样的话说，若有人服侍我，我父必尊重他。
Do you truly believe that if someone wants to follow me, then the Father will?Honor him.
我发现我除了怕死以外，我还有另外一个害怕。
I discover that, in addition to being afraid of death, I have another phobia.
我很害怕变贫困。
I am very afraid of being poor.
因为我从小就在贫困中长大，好不容易到美国来发家致富。
Because I grew up in poverty, and now I come to the stage of the land of opportunity, and now I'm rich.
再变穷，那真的是不敢想象的事。
From rich to rich, and it's going to be difficult for me to go from riches to become poor again.
100 years ago, 有一个人叫威廉·詹姆斯哈，他在一本书上叫《宗教经验之种种》的一本书上写道。
There was a book that William Jones has different experiences in religious experiences.
他说所谓的更高阶层的人啊，我的可能要括弧，就是知识分子，对物质的丑陋和艰困感到前所未有的害怕。
The intellectuals, the people high level, they seem to be very afraid of material things.
他说我们必须延迟结婚，一直到房子都布置的够华美时才结婚。
We want to delay our marriage until our house is in good enough shape before we get married.
我们想到了有孩子的时候没有足够的存款，就心里感到战惊。
We tremble and fear because we do not have enough in our bank account before we give birth to a child.
这是100年前写的。
This was written 100 years ago.
那今天你看中国的情况，完全的重复这个。
Look at what China is like. It's today. It's just like what was written 100 years ago.
他说，然后他又写到，获取财富的欲望与失去财富的恐惧是产生懦弱与传播腐败的主要原因。
Maybe the desire for riches and the fear of losing your wealth is the cause of the corruption.
所以你会想到说，为什么经济发展的好了才有腐败？
Why do you say that if the economy goes well, then there's corruption?
一方面我很想获取财富，可是你越对财富那个渴望的时候，你越害怕失去财富。
The more one desires riches, and the more one becomes afraid of losing your wealth.
他说，在许多的情况下，富人必定会变成奴隶，而不怕贫穷的人反而成了自由的人。
He said that, he also said that it is inevitable the rich will become enslaved and then the poor shall obtain liberty.
所以我们真的愿意来跟从耶稣基督吗？
Do we really want to follow the Lord Jesus?
你真的心里害怕吗？
Are you afraid in your heart?
我们必须来相信耶稣的应许，我父必尊重他。
We must believe in the promise of Jesus, my Father shall honor him.
我们的信心必须成长。
Our faith must increase.
这个信心如果不是真正的信心，我们真的比一般人还可怜。
If our faith is not a genuine faith, then we are more pitiful than the Gentiles.
所以，当我们在学习跟从耶稣基督，去服侍耶稣基督的时候
，As we learn to submit to the Lord Jesus and to serve the Lord Jesus.
我们需要一点一点的把我们的害怕放下。
We need to take care of our fears.
你如果真的害怕
，If you are truly afraid，
就像我很多时候跟我的弟兄姐妹讲，你为那你的退休积攒钱财。
Just like oftentimes I share with my congregation, you save for your retirement.
可是你不想说，等到你攒够钱财退休的时候，也是你离死亡很近的时候。
But have you considered that by the time you are ready to retire, you are near death?
你那么怕害怕退休后没法活，那你怎么不害怕？怎么死？那死的那一天呢
？If you are worried about that you don't have enough money to retire, why do you not worry about death itself?
这个是对我们这些所谓的知识分子在这边中产阶级的一个很大的挑战。
This is something that's a big challenge to us intellectuals and to us middle class.
我认识了一个教授。
I know about a professor.
非常有名的教授在国内。
Very famous, very, very reputable professor in China.
那我那时候就跟他讲说啊，你看你的妻子在中国，你儿子在另外一个国家，你自己又在美国。你何必三个人分在三个地方呢
？I talk to this renowned professor. Say your wife is in China, your son is in another country, and you are in the USA. Why the three of you has to be apart?
他说我的钱还没有攒够。
He said I have not made enough money yet.
其实他在北京是有庄稼楼，是相当好的日子。
In fact, he has a very expensive property in Beijing already.
他说我现在的钱只够我活十年了。
He said my money only lasts 10 years.
他说我要估计25年后才会死掉，所以我要攒够25年的钱。
I think on my life expectancy, I think I will live for another 25 years, so I have to make enough money to last 25 years.
我说你不应该为你25年后才会死感恩吗？你难道想到这个十年，你如果死掉，你觉得现在就可以退休吗？
why are you not grateful that you have 25 more years to live, and then maybe you can retire after 10 years?
可能我没讲清楚，就是如果你十年后，你知道说你十年后会死，他现在就可以退休了嘛，因为他攒够了十年前。
If you know that you're going to die in 10 years, then you can retire now because you have 10 years money saved up.
所以我就跟他说，你应该为你还能活25年感恩呐、啊、哈。
Shouldn't you be giving thanks because you feel that you can live for another 25 years?
但是我们都有害怕，因为我们害怕那活着的时候没有钱。
But we all have our fears. We are afraid that we don't have enough money when we are alive.
但是圣经里面讲的说，你既然你在这个世上的生命你都保存不住，你都要面临那个死的，你应该在永恒的上面投资。
But the Bible tells us that you have no confidence about your life on earth. You should invest in eternal life.
你应该相信天父会尊重你，他的话不会落空呢。
You need to believe that the Father will honor you and His words never fails.
那他是我的很好朋友，我可以这么讲。
He's my good friend, so I can say that.
后来他上班回来的时候坐在车上，在车里面就过世了。
Later on, he had a car accident and passed away in the car accident.
那我正好在中国，我听到这个消息的时候非常的伤心。
I was very sad. I heard this news when I was in China.
那我算了算，大概就正好是十年。
And I counted it. It was about 10 years after we spoke.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们去服侍耶稣，我们把我们的投资放在更重要的市场。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to serve the Lord Jesus and invest in more important things.
所以你愿意服侍基督吗？
Are you willing to serve the Christ?
那你就去跟从他。
Then follow him.
你就背起十字架去跟从他。
Bear the cross and follow him.
让我们的这个世上的生命一天一天的死去。
So that we die each and every day with our earthly life.
让我们的这个属灵的生命保守到永生。
So that we preserve our spiritual life to eternity.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我就向你祈求。
Lord, I ask you.
我们里面的那个恐惧、害怕，自己怎么想拿都拿不掉。
There's no way that we can remove the fear that is within us.
但是你的爱激励我们，你爱充满我们的时候，我们经历到你的爱的时候，我们愿意放下。
But Lord, your love so stimulated us, so encouraged us, so help us that we are willing to give up this fear.
不但我们愿意放下，我们愿意说对付我们自己的生命。
Not just that we are willing to give away, we are willing to take care of our lives.And take care of the problems.
就是背起十字架来跟从你。
That we are willing to take up the cross and follow you.
虽然圣经里讲我连同我的肉体情欲已经与基督同定十字架。
Just like the Bible says that I and my lust and my flesh has been crucified with Christ.
但是我愿意在我的生命中让这样的死彰显在我的生命里面。
But I'm willing to that and let the glory of Christ be magnified in my life.
让你的生命也从我的里面彰显出来。
And your life can be displayed and magnified through me.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
This being the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.